Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, fall is here. Woke up this morning to 45 degree temperatures and raining. So fall is definitely here in West Michigan. And along with those cooler temperatures, we're looking at rainy weather and the potential for natural disasters. Having a plan to keep your family safe during any sort of disaster is important. Now, I did some research and found an article from the Department of Homeland Security's website with tips on helping to keep yourself and your loved ones safe. I'm going to share some of the tips here. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And look at the rest of the article. And then also, I have a link, and I'll go over it here after I go through these tips. First off is know their numbers. Make sure your children know important phone numbers to contact you or call for help. Have them memorize the numbers, as they may not have their cell phone with them, or their cell phone may be inoperable. Maybe they dropped it. Maybe they didn't charge it up. But have them memorize your number, your cell phone number, your work number, maybe a grandparent or an uncle's phone number. I know growing up that I had to memorize my home phone number and my dad's work number in case something were to happen. And I mean, that should be commonplace. Your kids should know by heart without having to go through their phone and click on mom or click on dad as far as the contact information. They should know your contact phone numbers by heart. And if they don't, then definitely take some time to have them memorize those numbers. Again, because they may not be in a situation where they have their cell phone with them, or their cell phone may not be charged or something happened, at least they can reach out using someone else's cell phone or using a telephone at a business or at the police station or wherever they happen to be to reach you in case something were to happen. Next tip I have for you is find a safe place in case of an emergency. Have a rallying place where all family members can easily find and go to if they become separated due to an emergency. If you've got a hurricane situation or tornado situation or some other sort of natural disaster that happens, make sure your family members know, hey, if we're not all at home, this is where we should meet. Maybe we should meet at Splash Pad downtown. Maybe we should meet at the library. Maybe we should meet at, the gas station on such a corner of such and such a street and such a street. Some place that's easy for them to get to and remember, so that they know in case you're separated, that you know that they could go to the library, or they could go to the splash pad, or they could go to a specific tree in your local park as a rallying point, knowing that if you guys get separated, you can go there and if you know you can't get there, at least you could tell the police or tell emergency responders, go to this place because my family members may be there waiting for me. So definitely find a safe place that's easy to find and oftentimes easily accessible for you and your family members to rally in case of an emergency. The next tip I have for you is disaster meetings. Have a regular meeting as well as practice the emergency plan with your family that you've set up. In case of a disaster, they'll know what to do and where to go immediately. Recommendation is every 3 months. If you can't do every 3 months, then why don't you do it twice a year when you check your smoke detectors and change the batteries, in the spring and in the fall. Why don't you do a disaster preparedness little meeting then? Go through your emergency plan and make sure that everybody knows what the plan is and what to do. Maybe run through a couple of drills. Okay, you know, we got a tornado happening. What do we do? There's a fire. What do we do? Just do that role playing and go through it so that everybody knows what to do. It becomes routine. They know if something were to happen, okay, this is what we got to pick up. This is what we got to do. This is where we got to go. So that they aren't, when something happens, they know automatically what to do instead of running around, worrying about what to do or where to go. So definitely have regular disaster meetings and have an emergency plan set up. Last tip I want to share with you is teach safety. It's a good idea to learn about the natural disasters that can occur in your area, and also teach your children some basic safety and first aid tips to prepare them. Like in our area, we're going to have flooding, we're going to have tornadoes and windstorms. That's what we got going out west. You may have mudslides, you may have earthquakes, you may have other disasters down south. You may have hurricanes, tropical storms, and whatnot. So learn about the natural disasters that can happen in your area and teach your kids some basic safety and first aid tips to help them. I recommend going to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening to the podcast right now, I should have that article pulled up for today's podcast. If you have me listening later on, easy enough. Just go in the upper right of the blog and type in Disaster Preparedness Tips 2021. And it'll bring you to the post for today with a link to the Department of Homeland Security's website with the tips that I shared with you on the pod today. Also recommend going to ready.gov. Now, that website has got a bunch of resources for little kids. There's a little section in there, help Pedro prepare for disaster or something like that. And it's got a little character, a little cartoon character, and you can go through and help him prepare for a disaster, I guess. There's coloring books, there's games, there's lots of stuff to help prepare your little ones, your younger children, for disaster preparedness. And then there's also a section for teens. There's a section, I think, for the elderly as well. So go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. That'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be, again, listening later on and the blog post doesn't show up, upper right, there is a search archive. Type in Disaster Preparedness Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to this post with links to those articles. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Again, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you guys are staying safe, you're staying warm, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.